I'm not focusing on the AIA today so much as the PTAB, and I'll do it from the PTAB perspective. But if you remember 6 years ago, what did we talk about most? We talked about first to invent. The PTAB procedures, people pretty much accepted it. People were looking at it. They weren't critiquing it and nitpicking it as much as I would have thought they would have been. But it was all about first inventor to file and first to file. And really, that has somewhat become a non-event. But the independent inventor community was up in arms about the idea of first to invent. And just to rehash what I tried to tell Congress and congressmen and staffers 6 years ago, we looked at the USPTO, 3 million of the most recent patents. On five occasions, there were four independent inventors involved in an interference where they were the second party. They had filed second. And on one of those occasions, they were able to demonstrate proof such that they succeeded in the interference and they actually got a patent. So one out of 3 million is really what everyone was tied up with with the AIA. And we spent most of our time on that. Now what do we talk about? PTAB, all the time, every day. And I realize many of you in this room are patent prosecutors, so you have a reg number. So that's very convenient if you were to do an IPR or a CBM or whatever. But you are the patent prosecutors in this room. You are skilled to handle IPRs, but I recommend that you team with litigation colleagues of yours, because you will have experts to be prepped and deposed. The motion practice before the PTAB is somewhat akin to litigation, not exactly. It's not as liberal. It's not as out west cowboyish as I would assume here. And that's a bad analogy for Texas, isn't it? It's out of control. It's not as out of control as it sometimes can be in district court litigation.